Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been following this. Adam Kokesh has been calling me, the famous libertarian talk show host who was going to have the armed march on Washington. He has now officially said, and I've talked to him over the phone. I should have made a bigger deal out of this, but I kept thinking he was going to get out. Then we heard last week that they'd taken him to an undisclosed location, talking to his crew, and now they've announced no bond for Adam Kokesh. And when I talked to Adam multiple times, they would cut him off the phone. He has my cell phone number. He called me from prison, let's not exaggerate, 20 times, and they cut him off. And then I started getting messages. Then we even tried to hook it up off my cell phone to record it, and then he couldn't get back through. Adam Kokesh would call in. He would call me and say, they planted it. They planted it. I didn't have drugs. So officially, he's saying they planted it. And he's the type of guy, the news is going to get raided. Why would he have, even if he did have mushrooms there, why would he have it? And so we'll try to get an update on that. I mean, he's the type of guy that would say if he did. And he knew they were going to be coming. Why would he do that? So they set him up. And it shows you, folks, a lot of people thought Adam Kokesh was like a psyop or something. No, I don't think so. I think he's pretty wound up from, you know, all the stuff he saw in Fallujah as a Marine. And he's kind of gotten really reckless and wild. I can only admire his courage, but my gut tells me he's not some agent. My gut tells me he's in deep, deep, deep trouble for challenging these people. I mean, he went into Mordor. You know what? Let's get Lou Rockwell on the next few days. Not so much about Adam, but just I've been wanting to get Lou Rockwell on. I've been forgetting to tell you to do that. Yeah, activist Adam Kokesh ordered held without bond in D.C. We did the last interview with him before he got hauled off. Have them blurb this on InfoWars, along with our last interviews with him, and then our last interviews with his crew. The ADC Superior Court judge has ordered a veteran and activist accused of openly carrying a shotgun in D.C.'s Freedom Plaza held without bond. So that law has been overturned there for 5 years, right at 5 years, and I think it'll be about a month, it'll be 5 years, and they don't care. You have a shotgun in D.C., they're going to hold you without bond. So he's a political prisoner. During a preliminary hearing Monday, an attorney representing Adam Kokesh argued that the stunt filmed and posted on YouTube was nothing more than political theater. The judge disagreed, ordering Kokesh be held until his next court appearance. I consider your client to be a very dangerous man, the judge said. This is not a political statement. It's a totally political statement. Wow. Wow, folks. When tyrants prevail, the best men rot in filthy jails, while those that cry to appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, while those that cried, appeased, appeased, are hung by those they tried to please. I consider your client to be a very dangerous man. I consider this judge to be a very dangerous pig demon. The judge said, this is not a political statement. Well, I guess you thank God you're God. Kokesh has been arrested and charged with drug-related offenses in Fairfax County, Virginia, earlier in July. He's expected to be back in D.C. courtroom August 13th. So they hauled him out of Virginia last Thursday. He disappeared. They wouldn't tell anybody where he was for days. And now they've hauled him up. Unbelievable. So that's up on drudgereport.com, red link. And for posterity, we'll get it up on InfoWars to mirror it as well with our videos with Kokesh. So please tell the crew out there they're listening anyways. Okay, we'll go to break and come back and take some of your phone calls as news breaks here today. You know, fortune favors the bold, but you've got to be as wise as a serpent and as peaceful as a dove. Or walk softly but carry a big stick. But there is a time to whip the money changers. Christ would have been held without bond. I guess he was, and then killed. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And then we will take your phone calls and talk more about Adam Kokesh. And a lot of people can Saturday morning, Monday morning quarterbacking, but everybody's always talking about, hey, take action, do big things. There it is. Held without bond by the federales.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, I'm going to go back to your phone calls and more news, but right now, I want to just recap what broke during the last segment. Adam Kokesh, the libertarian talk show host, frequent guest on this show, he got arrested a few weeks ago in a huge SWAT team raid in Maryland. And I've since talked to him from a state jail in Virginia, but he's been transferred to the feds now, even though it was the feds that arrested him. And what happened to him, he says, is that they planted the mushrooms on him. I mean, he said, they were going to be raiding me over having the loaded shotgun in D.C. as a demonstration. So why would I have mushrooms there? And he said they brought in big bags full of stuff. And it was just bizarre. And there's a bunch of witnesses. I've had lawyers that were there waiting for the raid. They'd been camping out there for weeks when it happened, expecting them to try something. And they said they saw them bring in big paper bags full of stuff. And it sure wasn't their lunch. And they searched the place for over 4 hours. They said they found marijuana and mushrooms. And now they've announced he's being held without bail. the feds are for being a, quote, very dangerous man, and that it was not a political statement, even though his lawyer argued that. He said it's a political statement. And so now he has disappeared into the federal rat hole, and the Superior Court judge has ordered a veteran and activist accused of open carrying a shotgun in D.C.'s Freedom Plaza held without bond. During a preliminary hearing today, an attorney representing Adam Kokesh argued that the stunt, filmed and posted on YouTube, was nothing more than political theater. The judge disagreed, ordering that Kokesh be held until next court appearance. I consider your client to be a very dangerous man. The judge added, this is not a political statement, because she's God, she can say that. And it goes on that he's next expected to be seen in a D.C. courtroom August 13th. So in America, a guy with no criminal record other than being arrested for dancing at the Jefferson Monument, that's not allowed. Well, they treat you like scum in D.C. Families filming on the side of the sidewalk. You can't do that. What's the law? I told you. I mean, they want you to know you're scum. I mean, North Korea isn't that rude to people. I mean, it's pathetic. Been there many times, the film crews, you name it, and thought they were signaling us out until I'd be, I've told the story many times. We got it on tape somewhere around here, 100 yards, 200 yards from the Washington Monument. And first cops come over and go, you can't film here. And you're like, we're with a film crew. We check, they don't give permits in D.C. Plus, you don't need a permit. We're just here. And they go, all right, I'll let you do it for 5 minutes. And you're like, but there's no law. And he goes, I can do whatever I want, a police officer's order. And you're like, so they walk off. And then security guards come over. And we're way back from even the ring of flags around it, down the hill. I was with C-Think one of the times that made the New World Order film. They said handheld cameras. They come over, and the security guard goes, I don't care what the cops told you. I'll have you arrested. And then you try to go, even in the park, across the street. I'm talking 200 yards from the White House gate. And Secret Service on bikes come over, but in uniforms, and go, get out of here, you can't film. And you're like, it's America. And they're like, hey. And you're like, and then they move on and then go to a family. And the family's like, and they're getting off on it. There's like a family and little kids. And I mean, they want you to know this country's ours and there ain't nothing you're doing. We're going to gut it up one side and down the other. I mean, this is like Mao Zedong runs this country or something. And you see him trying to charge people with life in prison in Illinois for filming the police because they're hauling off cars from their junkyard that they've owned for, 50-something years, and they've got classic cars worth massive amounts of money. And then when the judge finally said, I'm going to throw this out of court, they sent the state down with a special amicus brief saying, we want this guy indicted. We want people in jail for life for filming. For life, you get a lot. I mean, folks, this is just North Korea if they have their way. And it makes me physically it is absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible that this type of stuff's going on, that a slave with a shotgun loading it and saying, I'm not a slave, Rosa Parks, sitting at the front of the bus, I'm not sitting at the back of the bus, that's so freaked out the system. That so freaked out the system that they're holding him without bond. It just shows the incredible tyrants these people are. Because the ultimate crime is a slave that's armed. Brandon in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Hey, no problem. Actually, I was going to talk about eugenics, but I had another point, too, since you started talking about people getting arrested so easily. I live and have a job that's right in the heart of the city, and I don't know if this is a pattern around with other major cities or not, but and I won't mention any names, but we've got a judge here in town who profits off of these low-level dealers and has a male prostitution ring. This is not speculation. This is not inference. This is fact. And so a lot of the beat cops have kind of evolved to where when they bust somebody, they always say, look, we've got to find a felony here. Because if we don't, these guys are going to get right back out and start making a profit for this judge. Have you noticed a pattern like this where some of the higher ups are making a profit off of crime like this in some of the bigger cities?
Well, here's the deal. You've either got cities that have resisted criminal takeover and or have kicked criminal governments out before, and I'd say that's maybe a third of the cities and towns, a rough estimation, depends on the region, that aren't mafia run. And those are generally nice places where everybody wants to move and they're prosperous. But you'll also have areas where the criminals have taken over, where it's already such a big town or city that they just feed on everybody. But then they usually go so far, they get caught because, you know, their son gets caught with a kilo of cocaine and kills somebody, and then it all comes out. And so that police chief or that mayor steps down so that it kind of goes away, but the dealing starts. I mean, where I live in Texas, about half the sheriffs in the counties, on average, about half the counties have had sheriffs arrested running drugs, running prostitutes. They're also caught running pedophile rings all the time, but that doesn't mean that all the sheriffs are pedophiles. You'll have a sheriff right next door that's so simple-minded and gullible that they don't even know what's happening. But yes, normally it's the police that run the hooker operations in big cities. L.A., New York, big cities, the police as middlemen for the big banks. The big banks ship the drugs in, all of it. And then launder the money, and then any drugs that are shipped in that they don't control, they send the police at to go shut down their competition. And of course, the beat cops are out just writing tickets and raising money or responding to burglar alarms. But it's the special narcotics units, and you know, it's always the prostitution unit that turns out it's running the whores. Because they want to also, you know, take a bite out of the prostitutes, like a bite out of crime. They want to dabble in that, and you know, and all the runaways and 16-year-olds coming off the buses and all of it. And you know, a lot of these narcotics detectives, you know, they got a busy day having sex 5-6 times and snorting cocaine themselves and injecting heroin and beating people up. And I mean, you see them; they're just hardcore criminals, and they run America. And that's how it is. And, you know, they've got your daughter right now, you know, in a hotel. And the hotel gives them free hotel rooms, too, because if they don't, they'll take the hotel for drug dealing. And, I mean, that's how this works. And so, yeah, I suggest you can probably get killed doing it, but if you want to fight them, go in with a wire, go into bars, get people talking about it, talk to the hookers, do your own citizen sting. I'm not recommending you do this. You can get killed doing it, but this is the kind of thing I would do. You would go, get the hooker in there, don't have sex with her, get it all recorded who she works for. Don't do it. Just put it directly up to YouTube. Just directly up with a report, who did it, who they are. It'll destroy them. By the time it gets copied and put everywhere, it's over. You just burn them down that way. I call it burning them down. And or you can go to their office and say, hey, I've got all the interviews with the hookers and the stuff you're running. What are you going to do about that? And then they'll offer to buy you off or threaten you. You'll go, oh, I already have it already in another city ready to be uploaded. Then they'll start trying to offer to buy you out. The FBI is not going to help you generally. They're on the take. So all you can do is publicly burn them down. Then say, all right, well, you know, they'll offer you a bribe. All right, we'll talk about it. They may still flip out and have the cops kill you as you drive away from the police station or the city council building, the mayor's office. So you better have people with you. I'm telling you, it's dangerous. I mean, they may just still kill you anyways, and who cares if it gets uploaded? And then you just upload the fact that they're running the whores locally. And it'll usually be underage ones, too, because things are so corrupt now. Most of these people don't want a 25-year-old prostitute. They want a 15-year-old one. And so that's why you can walk into Acorn offices in those famous videos, office after office going, here's my underage hooker. I'm going to bring in little kids. They're like, well, let us sign you up. Oh, yeah, we love that. I mean, that's just America. That's what America is. You got one half is pure evil, and the other half doesn't know what side of the planet they're on and doesn't know they're, you know, head from a hole in the ground. And that's an overgeneralization. When I say one half of either the awake, you know, of the group doing nothing, half of them are evil and know what's going on, and the other half don't are so stupid and so naive, they don't care. And then you've probably got 35-40% of the population that's awake. So you got like 70% that's either totally dumb or in on the evil, and 30% or so that are good and awake, but either aren't taking action because they feel powerless or are caught up in infighting and cognitive infiltration. So, I mean, does that answer your question, sir?
It does. I hear the music. Do I have time to ask a quick one about
Sure. We'll come back to you, and then we'll get to Julio and Aaron, and then, well, first Chris in Kentucky, and then Gabriel. But we're coming to Chris after Brandon, and then Julio. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
They mark in line to carry signs, protesters one and all. They'd rather go to prison than to heed their country's call. Get out of here, get out of there, let's have an end to war. I'm glad they weren't around to say get out of Valley Forge. Crying tears of shame to see these men who'd rather live as slaves. The our pride. Since when the free Americans called for the other side? Did we send food to Hitler troops or praise the enemy? Did all our children die in vain defending liberty? The Minutemen are turning in their graves. Washington and Jefferson are crying tears of shame.
That's Stonewall Jackson.
These men would rather live as slaves. The Minutemen are turning in their graves.
See, a lot of people back in the 50s and 60s, they would say do whatever the government says in a war, because that's fighting for America. They didn't know that that was a psyop as well.
I feel that taking life is wrong, but I fail to understand the man that won't defend his home. Dear Lord, I've got one little prayer I pray in years to come. Don't ever let those kind of people serve in Washington.
Well, they've taken over.
The Minutemen are turning.
So see, that's also the psyop. The globalists create the war.
Washington.
They then create the opposition to the war as the new political class who they actually put in, who become even bigger warmongers and who then wage war against America itself. And so what's happening is the people at the Pentagon now really are coming to face to face that they're the bad guys. I saw a skit, I forget what it was on, it was one of the comedy shows on TV, but I saw the clip on YouTube, and it shows German soldiers on the Eastern Front, and they're going, you know, we're wearing black uniforms and skulls on our hats. That's what the bad guys wear. You know, I would think like guys in black wearing skulls, that's like the bad guys. And that guy goes, you know, you're actually right, that is kind of how the bad guys dress. I mean, now look at even how the New World Order acts. They are the bad guy. The country's a homeland. Homeland is there to absorb the old republic. Homeland is a fascist or communist term. It's just they're even going with the archetypal script to try to condition us to just accept anything they want to do. The military people aren't bad. On average, they're some of the most awake folks. It's the people running it. I know I beat that horse to death, folks. Let's go to the fellow I was talking to. Was that Brandon in Georgia? Yeah, Brandon, look, I don't know about your town. I don't know about what your mayors and people are up to. I don't know their names. I don't want to hear them. I don't want to have unsubstantiated stuff on air. I just know this. I would say more than half the cities and counties and county seats are criminal operations. I mean, you'll have a lot of people working compartmentalized who aren't aware of it. But generally, yes. And there's another reason they've had the Pentagon come in and federalize local departments and things, because that's so the government can control that centrally as well. And that's why our government seems so mafioso, is because it is run by big banks that are the ultimate mafia. And so this is government by corporate mafias that are above the law. What was your last question?
It was concerning eugenics. And maybe you can enlighten me. Maybe there's a better word for what I'm about to talk about. But I'll preface it with I'm totally against abortion. I think it's a moot point as far as whether or not consciousness is there. The fact that we don't know should suspend all abortion.
Well, now they're saying kill babies up to age three.
I hear this. And it's insane that
now they're saying old people don't have a good life, even if they're conscious and awake, and the bioethics board decides to kill you because they decide your life's not worth living. That's all they're doing.
Automatons like the ones on the video on your site that are just signing anything without even knowing what's on there. And hearing the word fourth trimester, they'll sign it anyway.
Yeah, which means killing a three-month-old baby, yeah.
Exactly. But as far as eugenics goes, you know, when I see things, and I see people that have been convicted over and over for child abuse, pedophilia, these types of things, I mean, do you not think that...
Why not sterilize them?
Exactly, why not?
Yeah, but see, that's the road to hell's paved with good intentions, because the minute you start doing that, you should just execute them rather than do that. Because let me tell you, it's going to start being used against everybody. They don't want some kid in a crib that's five and weighs 25 pounds with maggots all over them. They want your healthy, happy kid that's living great to hand it off to a rich family because they want to do satanic rituals with it. Let me tell you, a lot of your CPS are outright devil worshipers. Okay, I've dealt with them. They worship Satan. They want to rape your kid. Okay? Period. Just face it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Have been ranting and raving today. I've absolutely got to get some of the financial news and Middle East news, some of the other stuff that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but I wanted to get into the Paul Revere contest, and it's been a huge success with David Knight. But first, David, I've got to ask you, and I think I'll do this tomorrow with listeners, a specific question to listeners. What do they think of the Pentagon coming out in a major Deputy Secretary of Defense, Head of Public Relations, DOD, saying, we've been lying to the public a lot, we've been caught, these are quotes, we're going to stop now, and everybody's freaking out, people have tears in their eyes. If you watch the video, the body language, people get up and say, I don't want to lie, I hope this is the truth. I mean, this was not a psyop. They may have authorized it because it's some psyop to say, we're going to tell the truth now, trust us. But I know the people that are really revolting are in the Pentagon. They know that they're experts in this. They know this is authoritarianism. Everything they were trained to fight just 50 years ago. They're like, wow. So I see it as a huge moment where there's a debate going on and almost the system begging, for people to, aid them. And then meanwhile, you've got the propaganda intensifying on CNN, MSNBC, just 110% authoritarian trash. What is your take on that, David Knight?
Well, at the same time they're doing that, they've also got people talking about how they're repealing a prohibition that's been in place since after World War II, all through the Cold War. They're repealing a prohibition against broadcasting propaganda-type news domestically in the United States, like with Radio Free Europe and that sort of thing, Voice of America. They're repealing that at the same time. So they're stepping up the info war in both directions. So you've got people that are good on the inside that are aware of what's going on and are pushing back on it. But then you've also got government working to actively propagandize internally in the United States, just like they're bringing home the militarization, you know, and what they've been doing in various foreign cities.
That's right. They've helped set up the New World Order, and now it's collapsing. I agree. And this is a psyop on those people to allow them to do that. It's like, we're the good guys. We're going to stop lying now that it's going to be against Americans. And that's why most of the guys look totally freaked out and depressed, because they realize what it was. I agree with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, it remains to be seen what's going to happen. I mean, you've still got both elements are active there. So there's going to be, they're stepping up the information propaganda war here domestically. They've been doing
this. But it shows they're desperate. It shows they're, because in a way they are telling the truth. Okay, we're just going to admit we're propagandizing and we're spying on you and we'll secret arrest you. See, we're honest now.
Right. They've been doing that physical type of stuff, the anti-insurrection type of things. They've been doing that in Iraq, Afghanistan. They've been training. They're bringing that back home. But another crucial part of that is, of course, the information war. You have to realize that in Iraq and Afghanistan, they are also doing an information war there. They're actively propagandizing the people there. Now, they're openly declaring, with the repeal of this law that's been in place since right after World War II, they're giving us notice that they're bringing that back to America.
But as we know, you watch any sitcom, drama, you name it, we're getting what the New World Order stands for. That's all admittedly paid for already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they spent billions on No Child Left Behind in fake newscast.
Mm-hmm.
Billions. I think it was like $3-4 billion or something, or maybe more, just on one program. 200,000 to this talk show host, you know, 500,000 to that writer. I mean, a lot of this is going to be open buying media off.
Well, a little bit of truth goes a long way against big lies. And so, and that's really what this Operation Paul Revere is about. It's like broadening this out, getting a broader base, letting people wake each other.
No one claiming we're psyops can argue with this. We just said, here's the contest, totally organic. It's incredible.
Yeah, and it's a huge contest. I mean, General Electric took 1 year to get people to do 3-minute entries about their topic. And they had a big prize of $100,000. That's huge for video contests. Many times you have video contests where the top prize is $1,000, $5,000. A big one would be $10,000. When you go to a $100,000 first place prize, that's huge.
Yeah, because we've done $10,000, $5,000, $15,000 before. And those were huge.
Yeah, and I want to say to the people that are disappointed, because, you know, we've had over 600 entries. We're going to have over 597 people that are going to be disappointed. Probably even going to have the third place and second place guys a little bit disappointed they didn't win the first place prize. But, you know, I didn't win prizes that I entered here at InfoWars. Darren McBreen didn't. Josh didn't. I mean, we all are working here now, because that's another part of this contest, is trying to identify talent that's going to work with
us. That's right. We had a reporter contest, but the main backbones of this place now are the people that actually lost. Because it's about getting to know you.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I also have to say to the people who are doing this, just because you're not chosen in a contest, I was in a lot of video contests, not just for InfoWars, but other ones. And you have to understand, it's not about your work. Don't take it personally. Some of my best work didn't win. Some of my worst entries did win. It's really what people are looking for. And that's a very difficult thing to ascertain when you don't have any feedback. You get some guidelines. You kind of know what the topics they are that they're looking for. But unlike a situation where you're actually producing a film in-house, you can't get feedback.
Well, sure. But I mean, I also want to focus, everybody's a winner who did this. This is about fighting the New World Order.
Right, right.
This is not about, we did the $115,000 in prizes to instead of having billions in government funding for the arts to push evil agendas, let's see what $115,000 of Liberty money can do. And it's already reached millions of people.
That's right.
And then the real phase is to see who can follow direction and in 2 months do something incredible.
And that's a big part of it. Just in a couple of months, we got some really outstanding production values from several entries. This is very difficult to narrow this down.
It's about fighting the New World Order, getting people to take action, and then also finding people to work with in a filmmaking division that I hope to fund, but that means people need to support us financially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a place where literally Well, this year it's been 100% of the money we make goes into the operation. Usually it's like 96, 97%. I mean, I am just committed, folks, that what I want is to beat the New World Order. So buy the books, buy the videos, buy the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and InfoWarsHealth.com. Plus, we only promote the best products anyways. Buy from the good guys. We need your support. Now, I also, today's third place, tomorrow's second place, Wednesday's first place. But I want to showcase a few of the other things as well. So, David, let's start getting into it.
Yeah, we've got an entry here. Now, this one doesn't have high production values. It was just a lot of fun. We thought it was a clever take on it. We did have a lot of documentaries about GMO and chemtrailing and that sort of thing. And we had one that we featured that the guy actually did a documentary and an app. It's called Look Up. It's called the documentary. And the app was Skyder Alert. And it's a way that people can create a network and report where they're seeing these chemtrails being put up or persistent contrails, and they can send that to representatives. That's a great piece that's come out of this, been associated with this. We've covered that a lot of times. This one, however, is a parody. This is Indoor Chemtrailer by All Seeing Eye Network. That's their YouTube handle.
All right, let's go ahead and play a clip of that.
Have you ever wanted to enjoy the chemtrails but didn't want to have to go outside? What if I told you there was a product that would allow you to enjoy the chemtrails from inside your own home? Hi, I'm Director of Technology at the Pentagon, and I'm here to tell you about the Indoor Chemtrailer. After wasting billions of tax dollars spraying chemtrails in the skies, the Pentagon realized not enough people go outdoors anymore. That's when they came up with the idea for the Indoor Chemtrailer that takes the chemtrails out of the skies and puts them into your home. But don't take my word for it. Check out this demonstration.
Just kick it on right here with the on switch. And now you want to breathe it in, John. Start to feel that barium, aluminum, filling up your lungs. You'll get flu-like symptoms in the first 2 days. Guaranteed. You're gonna notice coughing. You're gonna notice sneezing. You're gonna notice bleeding. And the best part is, it's jam-packed full of nanobots that are gonna get into your lungs and your bloodstream and start hacking away at your cell walls.
Because film is the main form of communication now, and the resistance, everybody's got to get in on it.
That's right. That's right. And there's some little inside jokes in that, like, you know, the 800 number you call has got the number 322, which, you know, is associated with skull and bone.
Yeah.
And sort of thing. So he's got a lot of little inside things there. Now, the next one we've got is a very serious entry, and this is from a filmmaker out of Michigan. It's Huron Films, and his name, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing this, is Istvan Latong, and it's called A Dream Revered.
It's excellent. Here it is.
I hired into General Motors Hydromatic Division in 1978. It was a good job, I liked the work, and the pay was good, with benefits. But soon after, the auto industry started having problems. Hiring stopped, and gradually the plant started downsizing and closing.
Yes, I'd like to direct my question to Mr. Perot. What will you do as president to open foreign markets to fair competition from American business?
We have a strange situation because we have a process in Washington where after you've served for a while, you cash in, become a foreign lobbyist, make $30,000 a month. We have got to stop sending jobs overseas. To those of you in the audience who are business people, pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour as a factory worker, and you can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, that's assuming you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south.
It breaks my heart to see those jobs gone. My children would have benefited from them. It's very sad for all our children. The apathy in the plants as this went on was pitiful. But having a front row seat, I learned a few things. What I learned is best understood seeing the result first. This is Detroit. Once proudly known as the Motor City, now in ruin, factories and businesses gone, homes repossessed, neighborhoods in shambles. Here is the result of a treaty and international finance empowered by tyrannical government. Take a good look. It's what's in store for you. Why is the government so concerned about us? When did our ideas become dangerous? Who allowed our good jobs to be lost to slave labor and no environmental laws in foreign lands? And who brought us into illegal foreign wars with people who posed America no threat?
All right, and that's a few clips from A Dream Revered. It's even more powerful for radio listeners if you go watch it. The full film's at InfoWars.com/Paul. Obviously, for Paul Revere. I want to just say, we debated a lot whether this would be fourth place or third place. And this is actually what we're looking for in filmmaking. Okay, so if I had the money, I would just make you pay out two number threes. We almost had to flip a coin on this, but more people thought it would be the next one that is the third place winner. I think by one vote, because I let the office all watch these and then vote, and then I made the final decision. And then even I'm doubting it even now. But the issue is this is the kind of people we want to work with. Go see the full film, Dream Revered. But they expose the globalists. They fight the New World Order. They expose the offshoring and outsourcing of jobs. And so I can say Dream Revered is the honorable mention, really fourth place. And without further ado, the third place winner, David Knight, they did a great job as well. So I think the reason we're giving this the win is it probably a little more work went into it. And it's also we need something to be funny.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's a difference. And we had a great film. Dream Revered was great film work. And this is very well done as well. And it's a great satire. And, it's very effective to use comedy and satire and political cartoons. And so this is an animated political cartoon that makes a lot of points. And
it's Political Earth. Political Earth is
Political Earth by Scooter Downey and the Brobarian Brothers.
And they win $5,000.
That's right.
So we're going to get them on the show the next few days via Skype. And then we need to obviously mail them their check. And then also probably fly them out here to talk about doing work with us in the future, either from where they're at or actually here with us in the future. It's all a big think tank. And so your third place, here's a clip of that.
Hello! I'm the voice of reason! Political animal expert! Adrenaline junkie!
And again, I'm going to narrate a little bit of this for radio audience. He's like a nature, guy on Animal Planet.
Imperial environment!
Showing with the allegory of animals how the political stuff works, divide and conquer, manipulation.
How destructive today's political animals really are! Down into the virtual underground to explore the internet.
Surveillance cameras and bat.
Fighting citizens.
Just grabbed your email.
Monitored. For despots, these cyber caves remain the least explored places on political earth.
They're exposing the whole NSA command bases underground.
On its last surviving schools of free thought.
Jellyfish.
Watch out for false flags.
We'll travel up into the heights of higher education, where the next generation of intellectual giants are saddled with loans and worthless degrees. Up here, left-wing academics swarm together into destructive ideological flocks. Their pupils try to escape without being indoctrinated.
Baby owl, or is that a baby duck, jumps out of the tree? Oh, look at it.
From its own!
Because it's so weighed down by all the books.
In the shark
market! Student aid.
And head into the financial wilderness, the den of thieves.
The bankers.
Where the fat cats of Wall Street and their predatory loans strip wealth from the bone of the average American. Here, we'll learn that the masses cannot cross the mega banks and the river of toxic assets.
Alligators, crocodiles. Oh, the Federal Reserve. Oh, man, this is good.
Fraud. It's simply too big to fail.
Now I'm thinking this is second place, but I've already said third place. That's really hard.
We'll climb the mountain of debt.
We want to work with these folks as well. I just hope I have the money to try to organize them. Now they scale the mountains of derivative fraud.
The cliffs are so large. They're clearly visible from space.
Very, very rich with visual allegories. For radio, you can't really take it all in. He's got left-wing academics that are owls and cap and gowns, and they've only got one wing, and the other is unarmed. So kind of, and he pulls it back, and you see, written out brainwashed, as the birds are flying along. He's got that last thing. There was Croc-a-Fraud, which was a giant crocodile that ate the people that were trying to go through the toxic assets pond and said it was too big to fail. So he's got a lot of rich allegories in it. It's a lot of fun, and political cartoons have always been a very effective way to get the message.
Man, when I watch, every time I watch one of these, though, I think it's like first place. It's like so hard because they're all so good.
So we keep going back and we keep watching these things over and over and over again, and it's
I'm ready for the contest to be over. It's been a bigger drain on our resources and time than I thought it would be. And you offered to spearhead it. And then, so I really appreciate the hard work you've done, David. Tomorrow we're going to have second place announced.
Yes, and we'll be playing a couple more too.
Yeah, we'll also, and we're going to be showcasing on the nightly news, on the radio, your work, folks, the top 35 and others for the next year. I mean, we're going to make sure all these get hundreds of thousands of views, many of them millions.
We have an interview tonight on the nightly news with one of the filmmakers who submitted something late. So we have it up as an honorable mention, and it's about Child Protective Services. It's a must-see film. So
tell the folks the name of that. Uncle Sam's Kids.
Uncle Sam's Kids, that's it.
Absolutely. It popped in my head as soon as I said it. All right, great job, David Knight. Infowars.com/Paul. We're going to come back with your phone calls. Thanks for holding. Stay with us. Again, that's Infowars.com/Paul. And please send that link out to your friends and family. Say, wow, look at these videos. This is how the InfoWar works. We win.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Stop making listening to some more Bob Marley. Skaking, skaking. Right here, I love this part. Right here, it gets heavy. The brotherly love. Brotherly love. I feel this morning. It's one of my favorite Bob Marley songs. What's the one about I hear the birds tweet? I like that one. My kids love that. All right. I grew up listening to that on a turntable, tabletop. It's called Three Little Birds. They don't want to see us unite. They want to see us all in fight with each other. That's the mark of a Fed right there, folks. That's the mark of a globalist right there. I say unite around liberty and freedom and justice and not fight with each other. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky, then Julio and others. I'm going to do some overdrive. Chris, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thanks, Alex. It's been a while, but I tell you, we got some news with the gun issue.
You've been calling me like 15, 16 years. I haven't heard from you in years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I've been busy slaving, too, and trying to get through.
That's right. You used to run a TV station or something, right?
No, I didn't run a TV station. I had somebody that had a radio show here that was kicked off, of course, some time ago.
Oh, so I thought you were working with somebody on a TV station, but it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the feds, the homicide problem here and the loyalty, the solution is now let's get the federal agents in the military helping with the police, and they're making it sound so sweet on the news. You know, it's not going to, these people.
Oh, I know. No. They collapse society, ship the drugs in, and now in Louisville, Kentucky, Chicago, Illinois, Dallas, Texas, let's put troops on the streets. Who was then aimed at the people. No, we're going into martial law. And Chris, you've been listening 15 years. Did I not say it would be done like this incrementally?
You predicted it right, and here it is. It's right in front of us.
Of course, it wasn't hard. I went to the drills, and they admitted it. How did you know, Jones? Oh, they said exactly. I mean, it's like, how did they know? Well, they said 1, 2, 3, and they did 1, 2, 3. I tell you, well, military better leave me alone. It's getting to the point where I'm running into it, and they're usually nice guys, too, but they're there to acclimate, and I'm like, you should not be here with the police. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I tell you, I want to thank you for having the interview with Sheriff Denny Pavin from Jackson County in this state.
He's a great guy. That's the answer to tyranny is that. That man is 1776.
That's exactly what we need is every sheriff in this country we need, because if we don't, it's over. Well, let's get on and get aboard.
What I love about Patriot sheriffs and police chiefs is they're good men and women. They're well-spoken. They care. They have a lot of liberty in their eyes. Then you see these sacks of scrofulous garbage that are there with Holder at these anti-gun things with Feinstein, and they look like clowns in the little police outfits and all. I mean, they're a joke. I will not be ruled by a bunch of criminals. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from that guy. Yeah, guys, pull that up. I actually saw that a week ago. I never covered it. Call for military on streets of Louisville. By the way, I show off around here that I'm able to say it. Louisville, not Louisville. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. They want to invade that area with troops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.